Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella Christian baseball right now with the trio of Eagles. Jordan Rossler joining us again on the program. We also have Caleb Morgan and Josh Van Gorp joining us this week. And I wanted to first start off with talking to you guys. Quite a pair of games last night at Knoxville. Holy cow, about 6 hours all put together. Josh, I'm going to come to you first on this. Was that entertaining, enjoyable at all to be in a game of that length?
Well, after you realize that your game should be started, second game should be started in the sixth inning, it gets a little monotonous and takes a while, and it seemed to take a very long time, and eventually you just want to start getting the game over with so you can get on the next one and get out of there.
Caleb, had you ever been a part of a game like that before in your life?
Never.
You don't seem to have been particularly thrilled. Is that something you'd want to do again?
Not really, especially being that I had caught a doubleheader the night before and catching another one that night. It was a little stressing.
Jordan, what do you think it was that stretched things out so long and made things take as long as they did?
Well, I mean, we were close to 10 running them so many times, and kind of when you get to that point, you kind of get a lazy look on defense, and one or two runs doesn't matter as much. And then you look at the scoreboard, it goes from 10 to 1 to like 10 to 3 or 4, and then that means we have to go score more. And so when you get that bigger margin, you don't have as much, you know, heat or drive to go score as many runs. But, you know, if you really want to get out of there and 10 runs somebody, you got to keep the pedal to the metal all the time, or else it's just going to go 7 innings and you're just going to win by a big margin still, but not be able to close it out in less innings than, you know, it's required.
Josh, this is a loaded week. You got a lot of games set up this week. You already opened up the week with 2 doubleheaders. We talked about the long game with Knoxville, and then you've got more games. Clearly you've got a game tonight against Pella High, and it just kind of keeps continuing. What do you try to do to prepare for a week like this with so many games and kind of a packed-in schedule?
Well, you just got to make sure you get lots of rest and keep your body in shape, and then keep your energy up. You got to keep coming out and having lots of energy, keeping the ball firing around the infield.
Caleb, you mentioned earlier about just being tough to have to catch these doubleheaders. How do you pull yourself through that with really no breaks, and especially a demanding position at a very hot time of the year?
A lot of ice helps. Then rest is the biggest thing, you know, as long as you get plenty of sleep the night before. And, you know, keeping yourself – I'm really superstitious myself, so wearing the same socks and jockstrap every game, it really helps.
Do you like playing catcher?
I love it. I didn't really think coming in the season I was going to play catcher, but then, you know, things just came together. I enjoyed it, and I wanted to get back there again, so I do love it.
Jordan, I know sometimes you get to play catch with Caleb as you pitch. What's the relationship like between you two? How does he help you pitch, and what are the things that you guys kind of work on together for that pitcher-catcher relationship?
Well, it's a lot of fun. You got to keep the game, you know, you're up there inning after inning, you got to keep it fun and new every inning. So we'll sometimes mix up the signs just to keep it fun, or, you know, just go out and whenever we meet, you know, if he comes out, we call time and meet on the mound, talk things through, just get a couple of laughs going. But, you know, we're good friends. I'd say, you know, all the pitchers are pretty comfortable with Spencer or Caleb or whoever's behind the mound. And, you know, you got to keep it fun to be able to go up there, you know, day after day, or, you know, inning by inning, and go up there and have a fun time each time, but yet go out there and keep doing a good job too.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page, we're talking with Josh Van Gorp, Caleb Morgan, and Jordan Rossler from the Pella Christian baseball team. I also wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about your game over the weekend at Principal Park in Des Moines, taking on Pella High. That was a fun experience. I know you guys were looking forward to that. Josh, what was that whole day like, being able to spend the afternoon in a minor league ballpark in Des Moines?
Well, we had a great day for it. It wasn't too hot. Great field. Everything's almost perfect. No lips. Don't have to do any field work. It's great to have a good, fun rivalry game up there, and it was nice to come up with the win.
And speaking of that, Caleb, I wanted to just talk about not only the game itself, but the opponent. I know you guys always look forward to playing Pella High. You guys had a lot of fun playing them earlier this season, even though they ended in a loss. How much more exciting was it for you to come away with a win, and especially in that venue?
Well, it was really nice getting the win for a bunch of different reasons. One, being at Principal Park, you know, on a nice field like that. Two, being Pella High, a lot more fun then. And three, especially coming off that 10-game lose streak that we were going on, it wasn't fun to make it 11. So, you know, we kind of decided that after the Fairfield game, once we got that double-digit losing streak going there, that we decided we're going to turn things around, and we really did.
That brings up a funny point, Jordan. I know I talked with your coach, Brad Rolfs, a little bit about this. It was almost this weird state of disbelief after that win, like, oh, this is what a win feels like. It'd been a while. So, yeah. I mean, how did that all sink in, and what was the reaction like once the game got done?
You know, it was actually, it was kind of weird. Like he was saying, you know, coming off 10 games in a row, we were losing. The atmosphere had always been kind of down by the end of the games. This time, you know, we were all really excited to be there. I was actually excited to take the team picture this time because in the past, after we lose, it's hard to go out there and want to pose for a picture. But it was just great for me, you know, as a senior and talking to the guys about, you know, we need everything to come together. You know, we're losing because of this, you know. And we'd come out one night and hit the ball real well, but then the defense would be lacking. Or we'd hold the other team to three or less runs, but then we'd only go score two. And so, you know, finally we were able to clean up the defensive end and not let errors destroy an inning. And then we hit the ball, you know, and scored nine runs, and that should be plenty to win any game. So it was just great to see that from the outfield, just watching the infield work to perfection like that, and just seeing everybody from top to bottom hit the ball in the order. So it was just great to go out there and win a baseball game again and get that feeling back.
Changing directions a little bit, Josh, I just kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about what this season's been like for you, what you've learned, what you've enjoyed so far, kind of what stood out to you so far.
It's been really fun so far this year. Last year, I think I got three varsity at-bats, so it's been fun coming up and playing at this level. Took me a little bit. I struggled the first week, but once I started hitting the ball, getting a little more confidence, it was fun. I got a great group of guys to play with.
Caleb, I had a question for you involving the nickname. Everybody calls you Boo. I don't know all the background on this. Where does that come from? Where's that nickname, and how did it stick?
Well, what I've been told, and this is what I believe, this is what I tell people, I have a lot of siblings. So when I was younger, my little sister could not say Caleb. She could only pronounce the B part of the name Caleb, so it came out sounding like Boo. I guess they just kind of stuck with me, and at basketball games, they cheer or they boo at me, you know. So I guess they can't really take offense to that. And then, you know, it just stuck with me throughout the years.
Well, with that, I'll go ahead and let you have some fun with this then. Any other nicknames on this Pella Christian baseball team that you get a kick out of for some of your teammates?
There's Colton Collins, the CC. He always has this little whistle thing that he does with it. Josh, we call him Cold Hands sometimes just because past basketball experiences. I mean, it was just freshman basketball, fun stuff. Boss Ross, Ross Boss, you can call it any way you want to. Jordan Rossler, you know, he's got a great nickname there. We got Skippy on the team. He's a character, Spencer Fine Art. I don't know, there's just so many guys that, you know, you just got to come up with a nickname for somebody and hopefully it sticks.
Well, again, this goes back to something, Jordan, that I think we talked about before, that you guys have a lot of fun together and you enjoy your relationship with this team. What do you think it is about this group of teammates that has made this year fun, even without all the success in terms of the wins column?
I think it's because we all kind of have just a common goal this year. And it's, you know, to keep getting better together, not, you know, always focusing just on what our stats look like, you know, on the stat sheet or going out and getting to be a ranked team or whatever. But it's all, you know, we all just want to go out there and, you know, just play really good baseball and make each other better. And I know for the seniors, you know, I think the legacy that I want to leave at least is people going back and say, oh, Jordan always told me to go do this, or Will told me that this really helps me do infield. And so I think this group of seniors, we've really taken, you know, we want to be good teachers to these guys and leave good lessons with these guys instead of, you know, in the past where the seniors kind of go do their thing. And then we're just kind of left to figure the game for ourselves. I think we've kind of come down and really helped teach them a lot. And so I think that's helped us, you know, connect to people on all levels. You know, even junior hires, we go work with them on the tee and soft toss and everything. So the whole program is just really close and connected this year, and it's been a great year.
Again, Jordan Rossler, Caleb Morgan, and Josh Van Gorp joining us on the Marion County PM Sports page. Last question for all of you guys, of course, going into tonight's matchup with Pella High, so this will be the fourth time to play them this season. We're going back to conference, and you're trying to kind of maybe sneak back and avenge the losses at your place earlier this season. And also, this would overall even things out on the series if you're able to get the win tonight. Josh, coming back to you, what does it take to get a win tonight at Pella High?
Well, we just got to keep it clean, keep our errors down. That's really been hurting us this season, and I think if we keep those down and keep hitting the ball, I think we'll be fine.
Caleb, do you feel like you have more confidence going into this game than maybe some games past?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot more confidence just as a whole team. That's something we've been really talking about and working on. We got to get the sticks going early, and if we get those going earlier, then the defense will surely come behind that.
And Jordan, you mentioned wanting to be a senior leader in that role. What are the things that you try to do tonight to help your teammates out and get the best possible outcome here out of the Eagles?
Well, we're going to have to do a couple things tonight. First of all, Will, another one of our seniors, you know, we've been struggling kind of with putting guys on base, with free passes, you know, walking guys or hitting guys. So if he throws a lot of strikes, we're going to eliminate that. But overall, I think, you know, even if we have like a three up, three down inning, we got to come out the next inning and hit the ball. You know, so when I lead off tonight, hopefully we can get off me getting on base somehow and just get things going early, because, you know, when you get the bats rolling early and these past few games, we've scored a lot of runs, you know, in the first couple innings, and that's just shown that, hey, we can hit this guy, we can score runs, we can steal some bases. So I think we're just going to have to do a little bit of everything tonight to win, and I think we have a great chance of winning tonight.
All right, well, guys, always fun to talk a little Pella Christian baseball, so thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Try to stay cool. Drink lots of water. Keep your ice bags around, Caleb, and we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, Pella Christian baseball players Josh Van Gorp, Caleb Morgan, and Jordan Rossler. Stay tuned. More of the Marion County PM Sports page up next on KNIA KRLS.